one of the reasons Medicaid was not expanded is opponents said, look, it'll be a free ride for a few years, and then eventually that cost will get shifted on Montanans' backs. Your response would be what?
What I have to say about Medicaid expansion is not only would it create the opportunity for people to have health care who are working low-income jobs. So imagine you're working $8 an hour, no benefits. You cannot get help with health coverage in Montana at this point until we expand Medicaid. So not only does it help those families, but it also creates a tremendous number of jobs across the state for nurses and all kinds of health care workers, and those people are going to be out spending money. So it helps the economy. The Medicaid rate is 100% for the first 3 years, and then it's going to go down to 90% for federal match. So this idea that suddenly the feds are going to back out, I think, is a total fallacy.
Councilwoman Copeland, why don't you think there are more living wage jobs? Is there a specific reason or no?
Well, I think Montana has a number of factors against it in terms of getting high-paying jobs to town. One is that it's really hard to travel in and out, if you haven't noticed. So we definitely need to fix that in terms of a statewide and a local policy fix, I think, would help with that a lot. I think the other thing is that we just haven't been telling our story as well as we could be, and I think that that is starting to shift with initiatives like the Main Street Montana Project, and I think the word is starting to get out that Montana actually is a great place to grow, especially a tech business. We have a really exciting tech startup culture here in Missoula, and also in Bozeman, and I think that's all great news.
You described yourself as living the American dream, white, upper middle class child, intact household, but then you said there's should be a new American dream, the equality of opportunity. If I quoted you right, what does that mean?
I just think that everybody should be able to get ahead and to fulfill their goals regardless of the background that they come from. I don't think it should matter the kind of family that you're born into. I think it should matter how hard you work.
If you have a good idea and a strong work ethic, anybody can make it, yeah?
Well, the socioeconomic indicators don't back that up. I mean, otherwise we wouldn't see women making 74 cents on the dollar, Native American women making 67 cents on the dollar. I mean, we have institutional racism, sexism, and homophobia in our society, and all sorts of other institutionalized oppressions that I think the part of the role of government is to help correct for that and make sure that we have a safety net that does help level the playing field so that everybody can get ahead.
You described yourself, Ms. Lichen, as the new face of labor. What is that new face of labor?
I believe that the new face of labor is a hardworking group of people, people who are trying to do the right thing. They went to college because, you know, that's what you do. You go to college, you get a good job, you pay back your student loans, you buy a house, you start a family. However, most of the folks that I work with and most of the folks that we've been talking to through the Good Jobs Missoula projects, that's not the reality. They can barely afford to pay their bills, even though they went to college, even though they studied hard and got good grades, even though they go to work full time. They can't afford to pay their bills. They can't afford to repay their student loans. Right now, I'm on an income-based repayment plan, thank God, for my student loans. Currently, I pay $0 on my student loans because I make so little money, even though I work a full-time job. I'm really grateful to have income-based repayment because there's no way I would be able to afford the $200 a month Sallie Mae wants from me and still pay my rent. However, someday it's all going to catch up with me. The interest is going to catch up, and someday I'm going to have to pay them back, unless we see student loan reform, which I think is what the majority of millennials are counting on.
If you had to do it again, would you go the college route, or is it overrated?
Well, I went to a community college, a local community college in Illinois. That saved me a lot of money. My average tuition per semester was about $2,000. I didn't have to take out loans. My parents were able to help a little bit. And I came to the University of Montana because even though I was paying out-of-state tuition, it was still cheaper than in-state tuition in Illinois. Plus, college is a really good excuse to move to Missoula. So I ended up here, and I want to stay here. I think this is a great community. I think this is a beautiful state. But like you hear over and over again, there's just no good jobs here. However, the food service industry is thriving. The folks that I work with are entrepreneurs. They're freelance photographers. They own their own small businesses. They're preschool teachers. These are college-educated folks who have a lot of initiative, a lot of innovation, and a lot of spirit. And they just aren't getting what they deserve. No one can start their own business unless they're being paid enough to save the capital to start their own business. So if we really want to see a growth of our economy beyond these so-called low-paying tourist jobs, which I argue they don't have to be low-paying tourist jobs, if this is what's thriving in our economy, then we should be encouraging it rather than saying that they're just low-paying tourist jobs and we need better jobs. Why don't we make the jobs we already have better jobs?
So then who pays for that? The business owner, the customer? Where does that money come from, that living wage?
Well, I think once we have more people earning a living wage, we'll have more people returning to the restaurant and putting that money back into the small business. If I had more money in my pocket, I'd be able to go to the Old Post more often and spend money on beer and dinner and have a great time. And the Old Post gets my money, and I have a wonderful evening, and everyone's happy.
One last guest here, Sean McQuillan, University of Montana ASUM Vice President. You're a senior studying what again?
Political science and climate change studies.
Climate change. And you said obtaining a college degree is just too darn difficult these days.
For a lot of Montanans, obtaining a college degree is difficult, not because of the work required here on campus, but because of the finances needed just to get here to campus. Joe Biden once said, if you show me your budget, I'll show you your values. And I think if you look at the state's budget over the past couple of years, their values certainly haven't been in higher education.
What sort of challenges do you face or will you face in paying off your student loans?
As I just told you, I'm a senior studying political science and climate change studies. And basically that means I'm studying to not be employed. So going out here from the University of Montana with $20,000 or what will probably be $25,000 worth of debt is a pretty bad place to be starting life.
So then why would you select those two majors?
I selected those two majors because it's what I'm interested in and it's what I'm passionate about. The Earth is going to need a lot of saving in the next 80 years that I'm around, and I hope to be the person that plays a big role in that, regardless of what the financial reward for it is.
I'm going to ask you the same question I asked Emily, and that is, if you were to do it over again, would you go the traditional college route, or would you get out there in the business world, maybe?
Well, unlike Emily, I wasn't smart enough to go to community college for the first 2 years. I came here to the University of Montana. But the University of Montana is a great place. It is a great school, and I have learned a number of things from it. So even with the higher cost, I would come back and do it again. That being said, I don't think you should ever have to choose between going the business route or going the college route. If college is affordable, you can go to college and then go into the business route and even start your own business and help grow the economy that way.
Gail, would you care to wrap this up with a bow?
Thank you, Ed. Making ends meet for low-income families, especially people making the minimum wage of $7.80 an hour, is darn near impossible. If you then add debt, whether it be student debt or medical debt, any kind of family debt, into that equation, people cannot make it. That's why we're talking about a living wage here at $14.40 an hour. That's just for a single adult, more closer to $20 if you're an adult with children. That's why it's so important to have this conversation and to talk with these young folks and our policymakers so that we can come up with solutions that help us create and develop living wage jobs that make education more affordable for our young folks and anyone else who wants to go. And that's why we're here today talking about this job gap report.
I've been speaking with Missoula City Councilwoman Caitlin Koppel, State Senator Sue Malik, Gail Gucci, the director of the Montana Organizing Project, Emily Likens of Good Jobs Missoula, and University of Montana ASUM Vice President Sean McQuillan. Thank you all very much for your time and your input here.